cruiser settles down softly, splashing into the dark waters. Through the portholes, I can see the torches and the city rising up from the harbor, a black city, medieval in appearance. Stone walls, towers, no windows. There are creatures moving up the sides of the walls. I don't know if it's their exercise or if they haven't bothered to build steps. The air is moist, dark, dank. Not a place to go for a suntan. The cruiser is being drawn by a beam into the docking area. I can see the harbor crew, shiny, scaly bodies reflecting the lights from the docks. I don't know what it is, but scaly aliens, I've never really taken to. How did I get into this? It began in Kismet, the nomadic city on Sumanula. The buildings are inflatables, shaped like body parts. Inflatable lips, inflatable ears, inflatable eyeballs, noses, toes, tongues, tentacles, you name it. When they get bored, the city deflates and they move on. I was strolling through the old market, the bazaar. You can imagine, in a place like this, what that means. I was wandering down a narrow alley lined with inflatable shops selling currency from all over the known galaxy. Coins, credits, paper money, bones, shells, feathers, beaks, claws, all kinds of weird stuff we creatures use for exchange. And out of all this symbolic illusion, out of thousands of rare and weird objects, one caught my eye, a white gold coin. I found myself standing there staring at it.
You are interested in my rare off-world coinery.
He was a funny-looking man, stooped over, but tall. At least 7 feet, maybe 8 if he stood up straight. He had long fingers and clear, bright blue eyes, all 3 of them. They were the usual 2 for a humanoid, but he had a spare tucked in the folds of his forehead. The usual 2 were half closed, but that 3rd one, it didn't miss a thing.
I have coins to bring good fortunes. Coins to rejuvenate the body.
Uh-huh.
Coins to call for the ancient ways of the long extinct Nulians. Mm-hmm. Coins
I got enough pocket change. I tried to walk away, but there was something about that coin. That one. What is it?
This coin?
Eyes 1 and 2 gave me the old bored look, but number 3 was sizing me up.
It is one of the rarest coins.
I'll bet. Where is it from?
It is from your planet.
Sumanula?
It is a rare artifact of the ancient Nulians.
Yeah, I'll bet it's rare.
They say that is one of 4 such coins.
They say a lot of things.
Let me show you.
He slipped on a glove, opened the plastoid case, and removed the coin.
Mira la que bella el resplandor,
yeah,
sí?
Yeah. What's on the other side?
The underside?
Yeah.
You want to see beneath the coin?
I just want to see the other side. The flip side, you know, heads, tails.
The flip side.
Right.
As you wish.
He slipped his thumb under the coin and flipped it in the air. It was like watching a white ball spinning. When it started back down again, I realized he wasn't going to catch it. As it passed his hand and was headed for the dirt, I slowed time and reached down. But just as I was about to grab it, everything stopped. Standing in front of me was a child. She was holding the coin in her hand.
Would you like to play?
What?
Would you like to play with me?
Who are you?
Rubina.
Rubina?
Don't you know me?
No.
You don't remember?
Remember what?
Nothing is as it appears to be.
Huh. She flipped the coin, and again it spun up into the air, and as it went up, time returned. The man caught the coin with one hand, In the other hand was a needle-nosed blaster pointed at my forehead.
Who are you?
My name's Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one.
Ruby, huh?
Yeah. He relaxed, slipped his blaster back in the folds of his robe, and gestured for me to enter his inflatable shop. I stepped in. The shop sealed itself. Okay, who are you?
As we moved up the river, drawn like a fish on a line, the steamy jungle, the darkness, the ancient walled city before us, all gave me the creeps. Ruby pointed, I looked up, and there, stuck to the walls, were beings half human, half lizard. They were alive, moving slowly along the slippery walls, twisting their long necks to look down at us as we passed beneath. I had my trusty 45 ready, just in case.
I think you're right, Taru.
I'm right?
They overpopulated this planet, probably used up most of their resources, but left this place as a living museum of what it once was like here.
Yeah. I believe this city dates back so many millennia, it parallels the time the Nulians were still on our planet. For some reason, these slimy reptoids have preserved this archaeological wonder.
It's old, all right.
You see, Ruby, these species of pre-reptoid beings are allowed to roam as they once were, crawling up the sides of the walls and enjoying the view. This city is a classic fortress, sheer walls rising straight up.
Yeah, well, there's no protection against those reptoids.
This city was not built by these creepies clinging above us, but by some poor creatures who once inhabited this planet, now long extinct.
So you think those creepies up there are pre-reptoids?
Yeah, clones. A recreation of ancient ancestors who, unlike humans, were... Did I hear something land on the deck?
Whatever it was, it landed on all fours.
I think it's on board, Ruby.
Put away your 45, Taru. We don't want to put holes in them.
These pre-reptoids were cannibals, Ruby.
I know, but if you...
Oh, sounds like another one.
Are they dropping from the trees?
Yeah, like ripe fruit, but with a thump instead of a splat.
Where's Andor?
I'm back here, Ruby.
Do you see where they're landing?
They're not landing on this side.
Where's Kapoor?
He was below, but...
Sounds like one's trying to eat Kapoor.
Oh, great. Kapoor's overboard.
And there's more plopping into the water, swimming out there to get him, Ruby.
Kapoor, shh, keep it down.
Hold on, Kapoor!
Andor, see if you can hook him.
I don't know, Ruby. He's too far away.
Maybe I can scare him. Take that! And that! And that!
Kapoor, grab hold of the pole.
One more, huh?
They're fleeing for the shore.
I don't think it was your 45 that scared him off, Taru.
No, what else could it possibly be?
What's that rippling in the water?
You mean that rippling heading straight for Kapoor?
It's submerged. It's big. It's coming fast.
Why, look at that. It's all mouth.
Swim, Kapoor. Swim.
Faster, Kapoor. Faster.
Grab the pole.
Kapoor, grab the pole.
He's got it.
Lift him up. Look out. Look out. The mouth.
It just swallowed Kapoor.